Be'ezus Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas of Moir Rav David Siman Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Moed Katan daf Yud Beis. We left off on the very first words in Beis. And off just 10 seconds from yesterday's shiur, I just stumbled on something. I just want to fix it. We mentioned three types of sharecroppers yesterday: Arisin, Chachirin, and Kablanim. There's three types of sharecroppers. One of them is you work for a percentage of the profit, and the other one is where you're working and you pay a flat rate to the owner, and the other third one is where you're working and the owner plays a flat rate to you. Three types. I apologize. I got a little stumbled up in that yesterday. Once I went into that, there's also a whole dispute about whether the Gemara there was talking about a guy's in Avelos. Does it mean that the owner of the land is in Avelos, or it means the worker's in Avelos? That's a massive machlokas we showed him as well. Not going back to that that part of it yesterday. Okay, let's begin from the top words. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Shmuel. Says the Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Mikable Kibolas. So this is a very important topic throughout all of Shas. When you give a guy work for you to do, and he's working for you, let's say, on Shabbos, so under what circumstances are you allowed to give work for a lesson? So you give your suit to the guy who's your cleaners before Shabbos, and he's going to be working for you on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to tell a guy to do work for you on Shabbos. Not only are you not allowed to tell a guy to work for you on Shabbos, but you're not even allowed to benefit from work that a guy does specifically for you. This comes up in the hotel over here. Shabbos morning, there's coffee that the hotel brews. So it's a big shaila. Are you allowed to drink from coffee that the hotel brews for you for Shabbos? So it depends. If the hotel is doing it for themselves, or they do it for all the guests in the hotel. So if they do it for all the guests, then they're not just doing it for a Jew. They're doing it probably for a majority of guys. Maybe this week, maybe it's not a majority again, but we'll see. But that's a whole shaila. If the hotel brews coffee for the non-Jews, so are you allowed to drink it for shaila? Anyway, that's this topic over. So mikable kibol. So if you give work to a guy to do, here we're talking about a case where you say, there's a guy who's building a house for you. Good morning, Jeremy. Great to see you. There's a non-Jew who's building a house for you. So he's building your house. So the simple pshat is talking about where we're doing it on Shabbos. We'll see later on some of the Rishonim say this may be talking about Avelos. It's not clear. Mekabli kibolos. So if they're building a house for you, besochat chum, within the 2,000 amos of the city, usser. Why? Because Jews go out there all the time. Everybody knows it's your house. It's within the tchum. So people are going to come to be choshed. This is the way Rashi learns. People are going to come to be choshed that you set the deal up on Shabbos. Interesting. He's working for you. He's building a house. It doesn't take one day. But if he's working on Shabbos, so that's one opinion. Others say no. We're afraid that if it's within the tchum that you're gonna help him out. That since it's within the tchum, you're going to help him out on you're going to help him out on Shabbos. So if it's within the tchum, it's no good, aser. But chutz l'tchum, if the guy is building a house for a Jew on Shabbos, it's outside the tchum of the city, mutter. So then it's mutter. Why?
It should have been Marazion. That's the first item.
Oh, okay, right, exactly. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Marazion of what? Marazion, you're not doing the work, so what's the Marazion is? Because, again, we're talking about kablonus. So kablonus is you're just paying him a flat fee. You're saying, you go build a house. I don't care when you do it. I don't care what you do it. I'm going to pay you a flat fee, $500,000 to build my house. So flat fee. So it's his work. He can do the work whenever he wants. It's not really your work. You just can pay him a flat fee. You're not telling him to work on Shabbos. Work whenever you want to work. So it's the guy's work. So if it's in the tchum, we're afraid that people are going to ask questions or maybe helping him out. But outside the tchum, it's okay because they're a kablanim. So they're a kablan. So they're doing their own work. It's a flat fee. Amar Rav Papa, afilu chutz l'tchum, even if it's out there, l'tchum lor manel deleka masa demekav l'hasam. It's got to be that there's no other city with Jews that's close to it. Avaleka masa demekav l'hasam, if there's another city, even though it's not your city, but there's a different city that's close, also a problem. Aser. Amar Mishasha, v'chileka masa demekav l'hasam nami lo amran ela b'shabasas of yom tovim delo shchicha inshi da'azli l'hasam. If it's outside the tchum, that only works on Shabbos and Yontif. Avol b'chol shel moed, d'shchich in shedazli v'azel l'hasam aser. But on chol moed, they can't do work. You know, this comes up also for us in yeshiva. Let's say, like, you know, the sprinkler system the yeshiva works on. Sometimes it's set to not go off on Shabbos. But let's say, but Yontif, we're not always up on making sure the sprinkler system doesn't go. So is the sprinkler system of yeshiva allowed to operate on Yontif? So Rabbi Willig told us that really it shouldn't operate because, again, it's malacha on the yeshiva's property within the tchum. So no, even though a guy will say, oh, it's an automatic system, nobody set it up, but the malacha on the property of a Jew's house on Shabbos is not supposed to happen.
Because then the next one is, oh, he forgot to shut it off.
Exactly.
He
right.
forgot to shut it off.
Exactly. Right. Marzucha Bereid Rav Nachman, Banule Abdina, Mikabli Kibolas. Now, Marzucha, the son of Rav Nachman, he had this happen to him. It's not clear whether or not Goyim or Jews did it, but it doesn't make a difference. Rishonim say it doesn't make a difference. Let's say Goyim. So Goyim built his house on Shabbos. Chutz L'tchum. Sounds like it should be okay. What you just said, Chutz L'tchum, is okay. Ikla Rav Safar Rav Huna Bar Chinana V'lo Alul Gabe. So Rav Safar Rav Huna Bar Chinana went to go visit him. They refused to walk in the house. Some say the story was Mazucha himself didn't want to go walk in the house. Ask the Gemara, why not? It was chutz l'tchom. What did he do wrong? Didn't we say for a guy to do malacha, build your house outside the tchom is okay? Answer the Gemara like we said earlier on yesterday's daf. Adam chashuv shiny. No. A rabbi has to be even more careful because whatever a rabbi does, the congregants are gonna take one step further than him. That's just the way it is. If the rabbi can do this, well, then I can do even a little bit more. So a rabbi has to be extra careful. He's not allowed to. So the first pshat of the Gemara sounds like a rabbi is not allowed to have somebody build his house even outside the tchum, because if the rabbi builds the house, his house outside the tchum, the whole rest of the community is going to build it even inside the tchum. That's just the way it works. Just the way it works. Not fair, but that's the way it works. Rashi writes, because a rabbi has to be marchik himself from a davar hadoyme la'aveira. Even if it's not aveira itself, the rabbi has to be marchik himself even a davar hadoyme la'aveira. That's one version. Ikka de'amri, others have a different version. That no, this case was different. Siyuei sayeh b'tivna ba'adayu. Ah, so Mendy, you were saying before Maris Ayin. So this case was a case where Marzutra had aided the building. He didn't just say, you go build the house, it's your building, I'm just going to pay you a flat fee. He gave them the tevin, he gave them the straw, he gave them something, so he actually had a hand in the building. Once you have a hand in the building, so then it can't work on Shabbos, even if it doesn't matter who you are. If you just play a flat rate and you build it, it's totally your project, I'm just paying you a flat fee. And it's your project, you got to do all the work, so then the work on Shabbos is not me. But if I'm supporting you with the work, I'm providing materials, I'm doing other, so then I'm amish part of the building. That's a problem even chutz l'tchum. Rav Chama sharaluhu la'abungere de'beresh galusa. The waiters, well, actually the workers in the house of Resh Galusa, he permitted them l'mebed la'avidita b'chol demoada. He allowed them to, let's say, fix the tables in the house of the Resh Galusa on Chol HaMoed. Omar came into Agar lo kashakli. Since they're not getting paid for this specifically, they just get paid by the Resh Galusa. They get food. You know, they're like set contractors of the Resh Galusa. So it's not like they're getting paid for this particular work. Sharshuye, who would become a Sharshule? They just benefit from the Resh Galusa. They get food for meals. They get paid by room and board. They just get room and board. So whatever little activity they do, it's not considered to be, and the avoda that they're doing is no isser. V'leslanba, so there's no isser bedavar. So the only problem could, you know, the act itself was not usser. What they were doing was not usser. So it's just that they were workers getting paid to do a job in Chol HaMoed. So that is not a problem because they didn't get paid for it. It's just hanah de mishtar shalei. They get room and board. So therefore, it's not a problem. So what's the issue? The issue is that you're being hired to do a job. It's like uvdu d'chol. All the Rishonim struggle. So what's the problem over here? What's the problem b'chlal? Okay, good. But these were the workers. Good. Let's see. Very good, Ari. Let's see. So the Rush writes that the problem here would be that by taking money, if there was direct, the Gemara says it's not a problem because there's no direct funds being paid. But it sounds like if there were direct funds being paid, even though the malacha was a malacha tzmutter, it would be a problem. So what's that problem? So the Rush says Uvda Dechol. It is the it is a Tzorach Moed, right? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it would be Asa because of Uvda Dechol. However, some say, others say that it's mutter for a worker to take money for a pa'ula that's mutter to do on Chol Moed. But here it's Asr for the Shamashim because these tables were not, as Alan said, these tables were not necessary for Yontif, and therefore it was Avodah Shalolah Tzorach HaMoed, it was only for Harvacha. So says the Piskei Riyaz and the Ran and the Mishnah Mefarshim. The Ritva writes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well, that pshat of the Ran. And the Rav Yor writes that he says that he has a whole different pshat in the Gemara, that these workers were kablanim nachrim shekibalim. He has a whole other pshat in the Gemara. Interesting, Ari. No one suggests your. Hold on, maybe. Well, let's keep going. Maybe someone does suggest your. I thought I saw somebody who did suggest your suggestion. Hold on a second. Other achronim say these workers were goyim, and the tikkun and shulchanas they were doing for free. And Rav Chaim is teaching us that it's mutter to accept this work for them on Chol HaMoed, since the Reish Galus is not paying anything. He's allowed to accept a gift from a guy on Chol HaMoed. Okay, I think I saw. Yeah, I don't know. So, it's just a gift. They were doing it for free. So you're allowed to accept a gift of service from a guy on Chol HaMoed, since he's not paying anything for it, he's just benefiting from it. So it's like a gift, getting a gift from a guy on Chol HaMoed. It's a guy doing it, so. Who cares? The guy's a lot of work in Chol HaMoed, right? Meiri has a similar. Okay, big discussion. I thought I saw someone said like you, Ari. I don't see anybody off him, but it sounds like a good svar anyway. It sounds like very good. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanim, Mekabla Kiboles Bimoed Lasos LaAchar HaMoed Mekablin Kiboles Bimoed LaAchar HaMoed. Oh, so you're allowed to set up a deal with a guy to build your house or to work your field or to wash your laundry. So you're allowed to set it up on Chol HaMoed if he's actually going to do the work after Yontif. U'bamoed, Aser. But if it's to do the work on Chol HaMoed, it's Aser. Klalo Shel Davar is a very important rule. Kol Shehu Oseh, anything that the Yisrael is allowed to do himself, Omel Anachri Oseh. You're allowed to tell the guy to do on Chol HaMoed. V'chol She'eino Oseh, but if you, the Yisrael, is not allowed to do this Malach on Chol HaMoed, Eino Omel Anachri Oseh. So you're not allowed to tell the guy to do. Say the Rishonim here, the Ritva. The Rimi Pariz, the Talmud of Rimi Pariz, writes. The Rimi Pariz is one of these Rishonim that really only appears on Moed Katan. We don't find his. There's a manuscript of his commentary to Moed Katan, but you don't have him on all the rest of Shas. That's why you keep hearing about the Rimi Pariz on Moed Katan. So he writes. This is only for something that a Yisrael can't do because it's a malacha, but something that's just because of tircha or uvda dechol, it's mutter to tell a guy to do that on Chol HaMoed. And the Ritva writes that the Braisa doubles over the language. Anything that a Jew can do, you can tell a guy. Anything that a Jew can't do, you can't tell a guy. It's come to teach us that Amir la'akam by these halachas is mamish like the Yisrael does it himself. And therefore, a malacha that's mutter for Yisrael to do it only for Maisa Hejot and not Maisa Uman, let's say, you're not allowed to tell the guy to do it, Maisa Uman. That's the double language. Even that would be a problem. So says the Ritva. Tani Idach, we learned another Braisa. Mekablin kibolas bemoed lasos al achamod uvavad shlo yimdo v'shlo yishko v'shlo yimne kederek shuosa b'chol. Yeah, you're allowed to set up the deal on Chol HaMoed, even if he's actually going to do the work afterwards, but you're not allowed to measure it or weigh it or begin the process even on Chol HaMoed. Tana Rabbanim. Ein marbin behem b'chol shemon. Interesting. Now we have a whole halacha about mating animals. So mating animals, you're not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. It's considered to be a malacha. Fascinating. So what are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to hold the animal and cause the two animals to mate on Chol HaMoed because it's a malacha. So says Rashi. Rabbi Yonason says, because it's Tircha Yisera. And it's not a Davar HaAvod. It's like making extra money. So says the Ritva. It's not a Davar HaAvod, for them not to have, for you not to get, have more livestock. It's just making extra money. So, yeah, what do you say?
It's Tzar Bar L'Chaim. Let's say that they go.
Good. We'll get to Tzar Bar. Very good, Dr. Joe. We'll get to Tzar Bar L'Chaim in 1 second. Kayotzebo ein marbiyin bebechor velo bepsulei hamakdashin. A bechor, you're also not allowed to do work. And even psulei hamakdashin, let's say you designate an animal as a carbon, it gets a mum, you redeem it, even after you redeem the animal. So you're allowed to eat it, but certain things you're not allowed to do to it. You have to still keep a little bit of its kedusha. One of the things is you're not allowed to work it. So to mate it, to physically do an act to cause it to mate, that is a problem of causing it to work. Tani idach, ein rabin behem b'chol shemod, Rabbi Yehuda omer, Dr. Joe, here's your point. So if another bryce, so you're not allowed to mate animals, Rabbi Yehuda says, chamora shetava, if you have a female donkey that desires the male, it's in heat, so marbin alezacha b'shvil shalot etzdanein. Dr. Joe, very similar to your idea. So there you're allowed to bring the zachar so that the animal doesn't get sick, because there's a certain time that it has to have the male, and that's considered to be a davar avud. Because
same as milking the cows.
Oh, exactly right. Like, so once the animal's in heat, then you're allowed to do it. V'shakal abehemos, all the other animals, Dr. Joe, even if you can't actively cause them to mate, machnisin osin labakrus, you are allowed to put them in a pen together and have them mate on their own. That you're allowed to do. Tana rabbanan, ein medayrin lo b'shabbos lo b'yom tov lo b'chol shemoyin. You're not allowed to fertilize a field, meaning bring animals into the field that needs fertilizer, and you know that the animals are going to excrete on the field to cause it to fertilize. Lo b'shabbos lo b'yom tov lo b'chol shemoyin. Even though you're not actively throwing fertilizer there, it's like a maris ayin kind of a thing. It looks like you're doing it, and fertilizing, for you to actually chuck the fertilizer on there directly, is a malacha on Shabbos. It's also on Shabbos. What's the malacha? A machlokas or rishonim, whether it's choresh or zorea. I thought for sure it'd be zorea, planting, you're aiding in the planting, fertilizing, but some say it's choresh, because choresh also is being machshir the karka for the seed. So says the Nemuki Yosef. The Yerushalmi says it's choresh. Interesting. Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says it's either choresh or zorea. The imbo may land, but if the animals by themselves went on the fields, you don't have to chuck them off the field. Mutter, you're allowed to leave them there. The ain messiah, no son. However, you're not allowed to help the goyim who would bring the animals in there. The ain motion lahem shomer lenairis sonam. You're not allowed to appoint a shliach to go lead the animals throughout the field and show them where exactly you want them to excrete, because that's, you're too involved in that. You're not allowed to do that. Haya sachir Shabbos. However, if the shepherd, the goyish shepherd who's bringing your animals into this field, if he was hired for a week, or sachir chodesh, or a month, sachir shana, or a year, sachir shavua, or 7 years, then even mesayin son, then a Jew is allowed to help the guy and show him where you want in the field. Well, most of them show me lenaris sonam. So you're allowed to even give over a shliach. Since this is a long-term job, so you're not telling them to do it on Shabbos. You're just telling them how to do it. And whenever they do it, they do it. Once it's a long-term deal, so then they're doing it. It's not you doing it. It's their obligation. So then you are allowed to even appoint a shliach, and then they do it whenever they want. Rebbe Omer, b'Shabbos b'tova, b'yontif b'mizonos, b'moed b'schar. So Rebbe says that if Goyim come on their own to fertilize a Jew's field, so on Shabbos, you're allowed to say thank you just by saying thank you. On Yontif, you're allowed to actually give them food in exchange for for what they did. And on Chol HaMoed, you're even allowed to pay them money for it. So says Rebbe, and Rebbe says, now what in the world is going on in this Gemara? So there's a massive discussion here. Just look it up over here. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim. What's the case over here? What's the case? I neglected to mention before, I wanted to point this out, that we mentioned at the very beginning of this year the question about giving a non-Jew, you're going to the cleaners. Let's say it's Erev Shabbos, a half hour before Shabbos. So, and you give your suit into the cleaners. And you know the guy's going to be working on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that as long as you don't clearly tell him it has to be ready after, oh, we got to go quicker, okay. As long as the guy, as long as you don't clearly tell him that it's got to be, you don't give the guy a chance to do it not on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to give the guy a chance. If he wants it on Shabbos, he can. But as long as you don't give it to him and say, you don't give it to him a half hour before Shabbos, say, give it to me, I want it back a half hour after Shabbos. Or you give the car to the mechanic before Shabbos. You know, you see him, he's working on your car on Shabbos afternoon. You walk by the mechanic, you see he's working on your car. That's okay, as long as you don't give it to him a half hour before Shabbos. You know the job takes 2 hours. You give it to him a half hour before Shabbos, say, I'm going to pick it up right after Shabbos. That you can't do, as long as you give him enough time. So says the Mishnah Berurah. And what's the case over here? And then we'll...
Your recording stopped.
The recording?
That's the recording stopped.
That's okay, that's okay. I don't record on the Zoom. That's okay. That's fine.
Okay.
I stop it every day. So as long as you can hear me. So what's the case over here? So the Rambam writes, now again, obviously Halach Karebi, this is Machlokas. The Rambam says, Tanakama holds, it's mutter to give it to a shomer for no money. But Rebbe holds, for schar, it would be usser. Again, Tanakama holds, it's mutter only for no money. Rebbe holds, even for money, it's okay. The Riff and the Ravid say, Tanakama holds, it's usser to have him go on Shabbos and Yontif. And Rebbe says, it's mutter to do it l'chatchila, even through these ways. So the Rishonim have a discussion, what's the case? A little bit difficult to figure out in the Gemara, what exactly is the case over here? Maybe the machlokas is about paying money versus not paying money, or whether it's a mutter l'chachila or only mutter if the guy went in on their own. That's the two opinions in Rishon. Oh, let's see the next Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Now, in the last Mishnah, we talked about wine and oil. Now the Mishnah will say the same thing. V'chein, similarly. V'chein, mishaya yeno b'sochabar. Now we're going to say the same thing, but about wine, not about oil. Mishaya yeno b'sochabar. If you had wine inside a pit, the iru evel, and you became an oval, so you can't do the water. Oh, ones or some other ones, or you got sick. Oh, hitu, or the workers said they were going to come to work and they didn't come. Zolef v'gomer v'gaf kidako. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to do whatever you can do for davar avud. Your mamish allowed to close up the barrels and press the wine and close up the barrels. Rabbi Yehuda omer no osalo limudim b'shul shelo yachmit. No, you can just cover it over and so that it won't spoil, but you have to do most of the malacha afterwards. Because that's enough to be moneh hefs and meruah. Ask the Gemara the obvious question: why do I need the exact same halachas by oil and by wine? Utzricha diash minu kabayisef. I only had the case by oil. By he kamar Rabbi Yosi b'shem de mishcha nafish pseide. Apparently, in times of the Gemara, oil was more expensive than wine. I don't know. I think nowadays wine is more expensive than oil. I don't know, but that's what it seems to me. Maybe it depends on the wine. But abul chamer de lo nafish pseide. But wine that's not so expensive. Even modulei the Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he says you're not allowed to do these things. That's not such a hefsin. V'yashmin v'asrei, so v'yikomer Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe in this case, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to do because it's not so expensive. Av b'hachei modulei Rabbi Yossi, but by the oil, maybe he admits tzricha. So we need both cases. Amar Yitzchak bar Abba, man tana shinoi b'moed b'davar avod delo k'Rabbi Yossi. Who's the opinion that says you have to do a shinoi even by a davar avod on chol hamoed? That's against Rabbi Yossi. Am Rabbi Yosef halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, the davar avod is mutter. Even without a shinoi, that's the way we paskin. You're allowed to do a davar avod on chol hamoed even without a shinoi, like Rabbi Yosi against Rabbi Yehuda. Boy, minim erev Nachman Yitzchak. Ma'al d'meishah chavis l'shechem b'chol d'moada. Is it permissible to smear the cover of a barrel of beer on chol hamoed? Amaluhu Sinai. That's what they called Rav Yosef. He was a bucky b'chol hashas. They called him Sinai. Sinai. Rav Yosef just said, Amar halach Rav Yosi. That you're allowed to do it exactly the way you do it during the week. Amor says Gemara, no. Amor Dam Rabbi Yosi b'chamra. Maybe that's only wine, which is a hefsid meruba. B'shichur miyomar. But maybe beer is not so much. Not as expensive. Says Gemara, no. Rav Nachman answered them. Chamra time amai mishim denofish pseide. It's a lot of loss. Shichanami ispa pseide. You lose money by the beer as well. Dam Rabbi Amrli A. My nurse mother. Abai used to always. He was an orphan, and he was raised by a nurse mother. He always used to quote her. Amrli A. Barshis Save Vishia, Mibar tamne velo shia. It's better to have six lug of wine that is that of beer. Six lug of wine that is smooth as opposed to eight lug of beer which is not smooth. So it's worth just as much. Amrav chara guyam arav hilchos moi ki hilchos kusim. Rav Chama says the laws of Cholamoid are like the laws of the Kusim, meaning the Kusim are experts in some halachas and not expert in other halachas. The laws of Cholamoid, it's so complicated, you can't compare one thing to the next. Lamai Hilchasa, what do you tell me this for? I'm Rav Dina Bakatina, Lomar, Shehen Akuros. They're like individuals, they're like Akaros, like a woman who can't give birth. She just has herself and not children. Ve'en Lamedo Zumizu. You can't learn out one halach from the other. Damar Shmuel, Zovsin, I'll give you an example. Zovsin Kuzda, you're allowed to smear on a small kli so that you don't lose the wine inside it. Vein Zovsin Chavisa, but a bigger thing you can't do because it's a tircha. And Rav Dimi says the other way. Rav Dimi and Adamar, no, Zovsin Chavisa, only a big one you can do because it's a hefsin merubah. Vein Zovsin Kusa, because it's a tircha shlol, so it's not such a big hefsin. Machaish l'pseido, machaish l'tircha. There's more hefsin, but there's less tircha. The bigger the thing is, there's more hefsin, but there's also more tircha. So it's very hard to compare the halachas. You don't know. One opinion is more worried about tircha. You can't do a big one. They said, no, you can do a big one because there's more loss. So that's why you can't compare. It's very hard to know. Amar bai, naktinan hilchas moed ki hilchas Shabbos. Namely what? Yesh mehen patra avalasar. V'yesh ben mutar l'chatchila. Like on Shabbos, you have certain things that are patra v'lasser. So too, you have by work on the moed. Rav Huna chatz lechatz b'moada. So they harvested his field on Chol HaMoed. Esri Rav Huna l'Rav Huna tochanin kemach b'moed. So you are allowed to grind wheat. You're allowed to grind flour on Chol HaMoed. Letzorach HaMoed, if you need the flour on Chol HaMoed. V'shelo letzorach HaMoed aser. Davar she'avud b'moed mutar lasos b'moed. If you can lose money on Chol HaMoed, you can do it. Davar she'enu avud b'moed aser. If it's not a davar avud on Chol HaMoed, you're not going to be able to do it. B'med dvar memurim b'tlushin na karka. Avul mechubar l'karka afilu kulo avud, even a davar avud, if it's mechubar l'karka, it's aser. This is a new chumrah. So even a davar avud, if it's something that's mechubar l'karka, you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because it's b'farhesya. However, im ein lo ma yochal, if your mamash have no food, kotzer u'ma'amer v'dosh v'zore u'borer v'tochein u'vavach lo yodosh b'paros. So you're allowed to do all these malachos, but you're not allowed to, you should do a little bit of a shinoi. So don't do threshing with the animal. Use a stick to do the threshing. Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Yeah. If it's outdoors, so everyone's going to be able to see it. Yeah. Now, so how could Rav Huna permit the harvesting? It's attached to the ground, right? We just said, right, that we just said before that he said you're allowed to do anything. Rav Huna chas lichat, they harvested his field. But here you see that harvesting is attached to the ground. It's no good. Amalei yichidahi. This is shitas yachid. Below sviel on kavase. We don't hold this way. Desanya.
You're right. You don't need to shina. He never used to use cows to do it. That's why even today you shouldn't use cows. Tanabanam. Tochanin b'moed l'tzarech hamoed. You're allowed to grind on Chol HaMoed stuff that you need on Chol HaMoed. V'shelo l'tzarech hamoed aser. But grinding, if it's shelo l'tzarech hamoed, you're not allowed to do it. Vim tochan v'hosir, however, if you grinded up a lot of stuff and you only used the stuff for Chol HaMoed, then you had extra. So what are you supposed to do? Harezem mutter. You're allowed to use it after yantif. Kotzitz and eitzin b'moed. If you have leftovers, you didn't do it on purpose. You're allowed to make beer. If you have leftovers, but don't play games and do a lot and say, oh, it's all for Chol HaMoed. when it's really not for Cholamo. You're not allowed to.
Is he only saying that by the beer?
No. Oh, great question. All three. Great question. Isar is a muzah. So, yeah, it's on all three. On all three things.
Haram.
Yeah, haram is us on all three things. Uriminu, we ask a contradiction. Matil and Sheikha Bamoid, Litzorah Hamoid. You're allowed to make beer on Cholamoid for Cholamoid. Vishalot Hamoid, Asr. Echad Sheikha Tmarim. Vechad Sheikha Saorim. Whether it's date beer or barley beer. Valfi Sheyeshlo Yashan. Even if you have beer, Marim. You're allowed to fake out. Vishosim in a Chadash. Answer the Gemara. You're right. It's a Machlokas Tanaim. Tanaihi. The Sani will enter the Braisa. Ein Marimin Bekach. Rabbi Yosef, he disagrees. Omer, Marimin, no, you're allowed to pull this harama, as long as it's not absolutely clear that you're doing it for the extra. Like, as long as the whole world doesn't know that you already have a whole storehouse, you're allowed to do this harama. Rav chutz lechas to behold the moada. Rav, so goyim or Jews, not clear. They harvested his field. He had wheat in the field, and they harvested the chalmoid. Shama Shmuel. Shmuel heard about this. Veikbid, he got upset. Why did Rav do this? Now, it was a davar. The Gemara thinks that this one was a davar avod. Lema Shmuel ki yichid asri lei. Maybe Shmuel holds like that shitas yachid that a davar avod by mechuber lekarka is no good because it's befar hesya. Lo, chatzta dechay tehava delavi pasit. It was wheat, and it's not a davar avod. But by barley. Shmuel would admit that it's a davar avod. Okay, so Rav, my time, so if it wasn't a davar avod, why did Rav do this? Ein lo ma yochal hava. Oh, Rav had no food. We said before, if you had no food, you can do it. Ushmuel lo simur kameh. They didn't tell Shmuel the whole story. They didn't tell him that Rav didn't have any food. That's one answer. Inami adam chashuv shiny. Ari, here we do have your svar. Adam chashuv shiny. That. Wait a second. Adam Chavshe Shani. So even if he didn't have no food, he shouldn't have done it. What? The Rishonim say what? He should have died? What do you mean? Adam Chavshe, even if he didn't have no food, you're not allowed to do it. So the Kasha, the Ritva asks, the Chi Adam Chavshe Tzarech Lamuspar of? Because in Adam Chavshe, you have to die of starvation? What's going on? So I have to say, answers the Ritva, no. An Adam Chavshe should have borrowed food from somebody else instead of harvesting your own food. Or he should have done it b'tzina, like you said, Baruch. And you're not Baruch. David, I'm sorry. I know. You like to call. Yeah, it's okay.
Halavai should be like Baruch.
Oh, okay. We miss Baruch this year. We miss him. Oshiyikzer b'tzina, like you said, he should do it b'tzina. And there's other answers to this as well. A lot of other answers, but it's too late to go into them. Rabbi Huda Nasiya. Oh, who's Rabbi Huda Nasiya? So there was two Rabbi Huda Nasiyas. One was the grandson of Yehuda Nasi, and one was the grandson of the grandson of Yehuda Nasi. So there was Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, and there were the grandson of the grandson, meaning the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was also called Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Okay, Nafak Bechumisa de Medosha. So he went out on Shabbos. Do we daven at 7 or 7:05, Jerry? Okay, I'm not crazy. Okay. He didn't see enoughak bechumrsa demedosha. So he walked out wearing a ring that was a signet ring. It wasn't a ring that was just like a decorative ring, it was a ring that was used for business purposes. So really, he shouldn't have carried it on Shabbos. He didn't enoughak bechumrsa de, but he held it was a beged. And veishti maya de achim kpela arma. He also drank during the weekday water that was heated up by a guy, and he wasn't worried about bishalakum, right? Stuff that was cooked by a non-Jew, right? We know there's an iser drabanan to eat food that was cooked by a non-Jew, why is that? We don't want the Jews hanging out with the goyim so much, or maybe you would come to intermarriage. Well, Shema Rabbi Ami Ikbid. Rabbi Ami heard you. He didn't see you did this. He got upset by both things. Amar Rav Yosef, my time Ikbid, why do you get upset? Imishum chumarta de medosha. If it was because of the ring, or he held it was muktzah, hatanya, hashirin on the zamvatabos, Harein kula makel mekini haitalim b'chotzer. No, you're allowed to. They're allowed to wear them not outside. You're allowed to wear them in the chotzer. Imishim de ishte maya de achim kapela arma. If it was bishalakum, ha'amishmo by Yitzchak Marav kol shenechak mos shuchai. If it could be eaten raw, there's no bishalakum. Ain mumishim bishulin achrim. Answer the Gemara. You know why I got upset? Adam chashuv shiny. You got to be careful. If you're not Adam chashuv, people are not going to. You have to be extra careful to not do things even that look bad. Amr of Hanan, now again, what was the story with the ring? I thought it was a problem that he carried it outside. No, he thought it was muktzah. One second. Since Torah, they're not muktzah. It's a klisha malachta le'isser. And therefore, it's mutter letalta le'tzorch gufa le'tzorch makomo. U'ksh'enim etalam derech kishut. Right. Even to the chotzer. Apparently, yeah, he didn't carry it outside. He carried it in the chutzah. That's what he was upset about. What was the case? I thought the case said that he carried it outside, no? Nafak yotza to his... Oh, he only went out to the chutzah. Yeah, I got the case wrong. He didn't carry it outside. He only carried it out to his chutzah. So that's why it was okay. It was only a muktzah issue. It wasn't a carrying issue. Okay. Let's continue. Oh, we'll just finish up to the Mishnah today. Let's continue. Amar Rav Chanan al Amar Rav. Kotzeitz Adam Dekel B'moed. You're allowed to cut down your date palm tree on the Chol HaMoed. Af Pish Einot Tzarech Ela L'Nesoros Shelo. Even you only need the wood chippings. You only need the dust. The dust of the wood. You don't even need the boards. Light a lot, Abaye. Abaye got very upset about that. He cursed out this practice. Ravashi Havalei Abba. Meaning you're even allowed to do a big malacha even if all you need is a little bit of it. Ravashi Havalei Ika Bashlanoya. He had a forest in a place called in Shalnoya. Azal Miktzeh B'chol HaMoed. He went to cut down the wood on Chol HaMoed because he just needed the wood chippings. He needed the, thank you. I was looking for that word. I apologize. Sawdust. Thank you. Amal Rav Shela Mashlana the Ravashi. My Daitach. Why do you hold You see this lesson all over shots. Oh, I never heard of that Abaye. No, no, no. Not that he didn't hear of it. He heard of it. He didn't agree to it. So what happened was when he said these words, so his axe that he used, the head of the axe fell off and almost chopped off his foot. It came very close, almost chopped off his foot. So he took that as a siman that was the wrong psak halacha. Shavke v'hadar asa. So
is that because of what he said, or it's because of what Rav cursed anyone who did that?
No. It sounds like it's right. You could have learned it either way, right? But no, he shouldn't have done it. He should have listened to Abaye. Maybe because Adam Chashuv Shiny again. He should have listened to Abaye. Rav Yehuda Shari Lamekar Kisna. He permitted to harvest flax. Ulamikdal Kishusa. And to harvest hops for beer, ulamekar shumshime and sesame. I'm going to buy the Rav Yosef. Bishlam a kisna chazil chafifa. You need it on Chol HaMoed. Kshusa chazil shechut. It's good for beer. Ela sesame. What are you going to use the sesame? Raw sesame seeds. Ela shumshime lamai chazi. Answer the Gemara. Chazi lenazie de ispahu. No, the seeds could be used for something on Chol HaMoed. You could eat the seeds. Rabbi Yana have a lahu pardesa. Rabbi Yana had an orchard. The time to harvest it came on Chol HaMoed, and you're going to lose it if you don't do it. Sakatfe, he harvested Chol HaMoed. Lashana, Shachiu Kol Yam LePadisay LeChol HaMoed. The next year, the whole town harvested all of their fruit on Chol HaMoed because the rabbi did it last year, even though it wasn't the right time. After Rabbi Yana LePadisay Hu Shaita. So that year, even though it was the right time for Rabbi Yana to harvest it, he was mafka, he lost all the money from his paradise because even though he was allowed to do it, but the whole world took the wrong idea from what he did, and they harvested even not at the right time. So that's why the rabbi has to be extra careful about what he's doing. We'll stop here and pick it up tomorrow. Dr. Joe, have a great day.
Okay, Rabbi. Enjoy the snow.
Today I'm taking a day off from skiing. No